Hello, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region. Your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Boys basketball is going to be the headliner on the show today as we're going to feature all four teams from the county. We're going to begin with our previews with Clinton Central head coach Whit Cadle, followed by Clinton Prairie head coach Chad Peckinpah, a taped interview with Frankfort head coach Nate Van Dyne. Then we're going to follow that up with an interview with Rossville head coach Corey Dunn. Now, all these coaches are going to have players, and we already have people in the studio, so we'll get to those right now. We have, from Clinton Central, we have head coach Whit Cadle, players Ross Kripe, Jack Avery. Gentlemen, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. We're doing good.
Okay.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. Just go ahead and, you know, handle the mic. Just don't worry about it. It'll be all right back there. Whit, first of all, what are you guys expecting out of this year?
We're not quite sure yet. We know we're getting better. Our goal every day is literally get better every day. We want to be the best we can come, you know, February 28th. And go into sectionals, you know, the best we can possibly be. I mean, that is literally our goal. I'm not trying to give you coach speak or anything, but, you know, we think our theme is to raise the bar. We want to raise the bar. So we're trying to do that every day at practice, you know, and we think if we do that, everything else will fall into place and take care of itself.
Ross, you know, you guys have struggled a little bit. We'll just say it that way and let it go. Has it gotten frustrating for you guys to struggle so much, or are you just trying to keep looking forward?
We just try to keep looking forward. We know we can't improve all in one day. We got to keep coming into the gym and working hard. It'll all come together eventually.
Jack, how about you?
Yeah, we've struggled a little bit in the past, but we just got to keep looking forward.
Okay.
And just keep grinding every day.
Okay. What year are you two now?
Both seniors now?
Okay. I couldn't remember where you guys were.
Yeah, two seniors here. I mean, 4.0 students, and we're real proud why they're here this morning. Yeah. They're leaders, and they do a nice job for us.
What would you guys like to see? I mean, what parts of the season, like, say, by end of December, where do you guys want to see this team at?
Just winning games and playing together and playing as a team.
Ross, do you feel the same?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'd like to at least be 500, honestly. I mean, winning isn't everything, but at a certain point, it gets important.
And you guys get to aim to something before the year rolls around, because you guys got your holiday tournament, which is always a big thing for you guys.
Absolutely.
So, where do you want this team to be at certain parts of the year?
I don't know. I agree with them a little bit. I, as a coach, you know, sometimes I wish we could just practice all the time and not even play, because I just love seeing how our guys have improved all the time. And then you get to games, and sometimes games just, you know, some guys, nights you're just not good enough, and some nights the ball doesn't bounce your way. So I hate to put a number on those, because I just don't think it's indicative of all the time of us, how good we have gotten over the years and this year even. So I don't want to put a number on it, but I hope we're winning games and being successful and competing every night that we go out there.
What would you view as the strengths and weaknesses of your group this year?
Oh, I think a big strength for us finally is kind of an experience. We've got a lot of guys that have played varsity basketball the last couple of years. You know, Ross has been a 4-year varsity player, but 3 years with me, and Jack played started a ton last year. We've got a couple other guys. We've got 4 starters back, looking for some other guys to step up, but I think they will. So we got nice experience. They've worked hard. I think we can shoot it better than we have. I think our confidence is getting better on that because they've put in the time. And I think we're quick. We're not very big, but we're quicker, and we're going to try to really, you know, kind of get after people a little bit.
That seems to be one of the themes around here. We're not very big.
Everybody's,
Frankfurt's the biggest kids, but a little over 6 foot tall.
Yes, we're the same boat. I don't know where all these schools get kids from, but they're not here. I can't even walk down the hallway during school and go, you know, I wish that kid played basketball. It's just not any tall kids there.
I know. Ross and Jack, what do you look at as the strengths and weaknesses of this group? Are you guys getting a little bit better? Do you think where you can be a lot more competitive?
Oh, definitely. We've had a lot of guys in the off season in the gym working hard. Like even during football season, we'd come in the mornings and work out. As Coach said, we're just not very big, but I think we can outrun a lot of teams that we play that are bigger than us.
Okay.
So we're looking to score on the run a lot.
All right. Jack, you get you like that way too?
Yeah. We just have a lot of experience this year, and we're not very big, but coming in the off season in the mornings really helped us get an early start on things.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys like to get up and down the floor, or would you rather? I hate to say play half court because I'm not a big fan of half court either. But would you guys rather get up and down the floor and press and have some fun that way?
Yeah, that's a lot of fun if you're good at it. We just got to get in shape.
I was gonna say if you're in shape, it's great.
Yeah,
Ross, you okay with that too?
If you run up and down, it makes scoring a lot easier. So, I would say it's more fun playing that way.
Okay, when is that type of style you want to play?
Yeah, that's we're trying to transition a little bit. We think we got the ball handlers now to kind of really do that where we haven't had a lot of them in the past. And we're trying to get up and down a little bit more than we have, a lot more than we have actually.
Now, what's your depth situation?
That's another probably I should have said a strength. I think our depth, you know, we return four starters and then we have, you know, three that played some varsity minutes for us last year after that. So we're trying to find a fifth starter and then get our bench guys lined up. But I think we got 10 guys that could potentially play. And, you know, I talked to the kid yesterday after practice, like, you might not find yourself, you might be number 12 right now, but your job is to push number 11. 11 pushes 10. 10 down the line is a domino. So even though you might not be playing the minutes you want, you're still extremely important to our program to push the next guy.
And let's be honest, the depth has been an issue for you guys here the last couple of years.
Yeah, it has, but I think we've gotten over that. I think that comes with a lot of times a new coach, new guys coming in, and not having that continuity of coaches. You've had coaches for two years, and that's nobody's fault. It's just, you know, the way it kind of goes sometimes. And I think we're starting to build a program, and that's what our goal is.
One thing I want to ask, and this is something I've noticed in what I've been watching college so far this year, is that, of course, they moved the three-point line back, and in high school it's still the same.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on that? Would you like to see it move back, or you want to keep it where it's at?
I want to keep it where it's at. I'm good with where it's at. I don't have it. Yeah, I'm good with where it's at. I think those guys at the college level are really skilled. I don't care if you're D3 and AI, they're really skilled, and I'm good with where the line is.
Ross and Jack, you guys comfortable where the three-point line is, or you want to move it back another foot or so?
I would keep it where it is. It's a little easier.
I think it'd be better to keep it where it is, but when you gotta adapt, if you move it back, then move it back. Shoot deeper, you know.
Just step back about two steps back and let it rip. Postseason wise, do you guys see everybody during the year that you will face in the sectional?
We do not. We're in a new sectional this year. We got moved. The only one I believe, I got that's off the top of my head, I think Attica is the only team we see in our sectional in the regular season. Now, previously years, we had seen almost everybody in our sectional, but now it's a little different. We got moved over with Attica and LCC and Covington and a couple other guys I can't remember off the top of my head. I haven't gotten that far yet. But, okay. We're not very familiar with those guys.
Okay. How do you guys look at the league this year?
Oh, man, our league's tough. I don't care what anybody, you know, you look at guys like Rossville and Prairie and Eastern, and everybody really is you have to come play in the conference every night or you're going to get beat. I mean, I think you look at us and, you know, Tri-Central last year, they beat us the first time, then we beat them the second time. So even the guys that haven't maybe been successful in the conference the last couple of years are fighting like crazy just to get a conference win every time they can.
How do you guys look at the conference, and where do you think you guys fit in at?
I think it's pretty tough, and I'm not sure we're going to fit in at yet, but hoping towards the top, and it's always going to be a battle every night with the conference. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to win.
It's going to make you tougher for postseason, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The Hoosier Heartland Conference is always tough. I mean, the team at the bottom can always beat the team at the top any night. So you never really know how it's going to go.
That's true in any sport you guys play.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. So, you know, what would you guys view success for you guys this year?
I'm probably different than these guys and most people that are listening to the rhythm. I just view it as literally we get better every day. I mean, that's my goal as the head coach, is to make sure I'm putting these guys in the best position for success and seeing them grow, not only as basketball players, but men. But, I won't put a number on it, but I think if we get better every day, it'll take care of itself and we'll be right where we want to be.
Guys, how about you?
I mean, of course you always want to win, but I think as seniors, if we just build up the program and make it better for the guys behind us, I think that's a successful year.
Okay. Jack, you pretty much on that same boat there?
Yeah.
Okay. I love this shred. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. All right, guys, anything else you want to add before I let you all go?
No, I'm good. We appreciate you having us. This is fun. I know these two were excited to come. You know, I'd only had one previous experience on the radio. These guys had not had any, so they were a little bit like, what are we going to do? So we appreciate this. This was fun. Good learning experience for us.
Okay, not a problem. You guys open on the 26th at home against Delphi. Yeah, I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, we are. Thank you.
Okay, Whit Cato, Russ Kripe, Jack Akers. Guys, thanks much. Best of luck to you guys during the regular season.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theopatis.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Is there something on your mind? Are you mad about something your elected officials have done? Do you have an opinion on a local or national issue? Let us know by sending your opinion to WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on sound off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
When you need to know.
Because there's nicotine in it, follows the same guidelines as buying cigarettes. If you're under the age of 18, you can't possess it.
On the air first when seconds count.
We know that youth sports is one way for kids to see what they can achieve, for them to build positive relationships with adults, and for them to build positive relationships with one another. And they learn such valuable life lessons.
The news team you've come to depend on.
To sign that lease, there had to be a commitment to pay the rental income that would be necessary to make the bond payment. So today, the council, through the ordinances that we passed, gave our assent and our commitment that we would provide the financing or the funding to pay those debt service payments.
Your official weather station.
This is 32 additional homes in the price range of $175,000 to $215,000. Right now, F&K Construction, who is going to be doing all of the road work and utility work, are going through their final plat approval process.
On the air first from your official weather station, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Today we decided to walk to school.
At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We are in the second part of our boys' basketball preview, and we have Clinton Prairie being represented now, as we have head coach Chad Peckinpah, along with players Graham McGraw and Bailey Good. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Thank you.
What are we expecting from the Gophers this year? I know this is your first year with this group, so what are we expecting?
I think we're going to be a fun team to watch this year. Kids are out there competing, already in practice, working hard. So that's kind of what we're focusing on right now, is ourselves and trying to get a little better every day in preparation for the season coming up.
And, of course, you get to open against Frankfurt, which is always a fun way to open the season for you guys.
Well, absolutely. I mean, a historic arena, 10 minutes away from Clinton Prairie, so a rival school there for us. For me personally, it's a venue that I didn't get a chance to really play in growing up around the area, so I'm excited that is our opener to start off the year.
Grant and Bailey, what's your guys' thought on the season that's coming up?
Well, I think we should have a solid year this year. We got a lot of returning players, a couple new guys, and I think everybody's ready to contribute and get started.
Grant, how about you?
Although I don't think that we have as many players coming off the bench for us, I think this year we will have a more productive bench, and I think we'll just have a great year.
So you got you're not sure how much, what kind of depth you guys are going to have. That may be one of the questions that you may have with this group.
Yes, I think we don't have as many players coming off the bench, but I think they will be more productive than the players that we had last year coming off the bench.
Chad, is that a good situation for you guys? Are you just looking for these kids to help develop those other kids or not?
Well, yeah, I think the fortunate thing for me coming in at this time when I did, we have a group of seniors that have been on the floor. We got a number of guys coming back that did get some good minutes last year on the varsity. Not only our seniors, but Trevor Funk as a sophomore got to play a lot as a freshman last year. So I think with that, we're going to see some balance this year, and we'll be able to have some guys off the bench that can come in and contribute, like Grant said.
What type of style do you prefer to play?
We're going to kind of play the hand that we have. So it's going to be based on our kids. It'll be based a little bit on our opponents. I think with us, you'll see some varying styles. Could be something different from night to night, from Friday to even to a Saturday, based on that opponent. But we're going to be aggressive in what we do on both ends of the court.
Guys, it's going to be like a little bit like last year, the way you guys are going to play, or are you going to play a little bit different this year?
Well, I think it's going to be a different style from last year. Last year, I kind of felt like we sat back and waited for things to happen, whereas this year, we're gonna go out every night and make things happen. So,
okay. Go ahead, Graham, if you want to say something.
I agree with Bailey. I mean, we're going to go out there and make things happen, and last year, as he said, we just didn't make things happen.
So in other words, you're gonna get after people from the get go and maybe get a little more full court action instead of what you've done in the past.
A lot more full court action and different style of defense, and pretty much it.
Okay, Chad, have you guys got the depth and the experience to do what they're talking about?
I think so. Kind of our system has always been based on the kids and their abilities there on what we're looking to do. So I think the kids kind of fit that role for the style we're looking to implement this season. The depth will be there too. Like I said, we got some kids that can come off the bench and contribute right away. Maybe we'll try and find that seventh, eighth, or ninth guy is a work in progress right now to kind of see who kind of fits into that perspective. But the guys we have coming back, like I said, that have the experience fit in right away. So we'll start the season with them, and we'll be okay from day one.
Now, where did you coach before here?
So I was always at McCutcheon with my father there for a long time under the JV coach, assistant coach for him. So I spent many, many years by his side over there at McCutcheon.
So in a way, even though you're not really from this area, you know a lot about this area, though.
Oh, absolutely. When we first came to McCutcheon, it was 85 and 86. That season was his first at McCutcheon. And we were a smaller school back then, and we were playing the Prairies and those teams that are on our schedule now is where we kind of got our start. So for me, it's kind of coming full circle to come back and play those teams, be a part of a program that I started in at McCutcheon.
What do you guys, what type of year would you guys view as successful? I know you want to win a state. I mean, that's a given for everybody. But yeah, what type of year would be good for success for you guys?
Well, I know everybody's goal is, at least on our team, is to go and win that sectional. We've been very close last couple of years, but we've always ran into that Covington, really. But now that they're gone, new sectional, I think it's wide open. We got a good chance to win it. So,
Grant, you feel the same way about that?
I feel the exact same way.
Okay. Now, do you guys play anybody? I mean, I'm sure you play with the people in your sectional during the year, but you said you got a new one. So who is all in your sectional this year?
So it's pretty much the same teams. It's just that Covington did depart and Western Boone came in there, so they've dropped down from 3A to our 2A. Sectionals will actually be at Western Boone this year. So it'll be a little bit different setup, a little different format, different gym, what these kids are kind of used to. But the competition will be good. We have to definitely progress up to that, but these kids are capable of winning that sectional.
Now, do you see everybody in your sectional during the season?
Yeah, we'll see them. So our schedule will be good for us this year. We've added McCutcheon to the schedule this year, so trying to get some good teams on there to challenge us throughout the year to get us ready and prepared when that time comes.
You know, and I want to get your guys' opinion on this also, is that, you know, in December, and I've always thought this was good for everybody, is that, you know, you get to play a holiday tournament, even though you know who you're going to be playing, basically, and you've seen these teams. It's a good tournament experience for you to play. And I want to get your guys' thoughts on that.
I think it is great. It really helps us play, like, in the championship atmosphere. Like, when we get to the championship in the sectional, it just helps us with experience, as you said.
Yeah. Bailey, are you comfortable that way, too?
Yeah. I mean, the holiday tournament, it gives you a feel almost like it is, maybe not quite sectionals, but you get that tournament feel where you play one night, and if you win, you get a comeback for a championship, and it's a great atmosphere there most days. So,
conference aspirations, conference champion, I take it?
If everything goes as planned, yes, sir.
But how do you guys look at the league this year? And I'll get Chad's point here in a second. So how do you guys look at the league this year? Is it going to be good as always?
There should be some good teams on there. Rossville should be solid, and now that we just added Delphi, they were played them in the summer, and they were pretty good, so we should have a good shot at winning it.
Grant, I think that'd be a good way for you guys to go out, this year.
End the season.
That's right. Chad, how are you looking at the league?
Well, it's going to be a good league for us. I mean, every night you go and play those league games, every team has that same type of goal and aspiration, is to win that conference. So when you going in, you're going to get the best shot from that opponent. So it's good for us because we have to be prepared for those type of games. So it's going to be a challenge. I think our kids are up for that challenge. And it'll be a good situation for us.
One thing I'm just kind of getting the general consensus on is that, of course, college basketball moves the three-point line back this year. High school still the same. You want to keep it where it's at, or would you rather see it move back?
I'm fine with it is where it is right now. You know, you think as you get to that next level, and you talk about even the level after that, those kids have matured a little bit more. They're a little bigger, a little stronger. I'm not saying that we're not capable here, but I kind of like keeping things where they are.
Okay. Grant and Bailey, you comfortable where the line is, or would you rather see it, or would you rather step in or take a couple steps back and let it fly?
I'm comfortable where it is now, but I know if they moved it back, I would be just as comfortable.
Okay. Bailey, where are you at with that?
Yeah, I'd like to keep it where it's at. I probably don't have the range Grant does, so if he wants to move it back, that's fine, but I like it where it's at.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys getting very comfortable for the year, and then just you getting ready to rock and roll and let it go here pretty soon, I take it.
Yeah, so we're excited. It's been a good first week for us. We're really focused on what we're doing internally, just trying to get a little better every day. putting practices back-to-back together to keep that pace and that consistency and compete at the level we want to compete at, and that starts in practice.
Where do you get, I think I know where you, as we said, we know where you guys want to wind up, but, you know, I'm sure the first game is very important for you guys to get off to a great start.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at every game and just going 1-0 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And get better every day, 1%. And if we continue to go 1-0 every single game, and then week in and week out, we should end up at our goal, ultimately.
So. Okay. Is that, Grant, the way you want to look at it, too?
Yes, that is exactly it. And when we win that first game, it builds confidence, and just every game that you win, it just builds more confidence.
Okay. It also helps make Thanksgiving a little bit easier for everybody if you win that first game, too.
Absolutely.
But that first game is very important for you guys, isn't it?
Right. We want to get off to a good start. We want to just come out, and like I said, we want to play hard. We want to compete. So we are definitely preparing for that game. Any game we play this year, we're not going to look past it. So every game is going to be important for us, like they said. We're going to tackle the task that is in front of us, and right now that is gearing up for Frankfurt.
Okay, as we said, Neil, you guys open the season at Frankfurt on the 27th, the day before Thanksgiving. Anything else you guys want to add before I let you go?
I got nothing.
Okay. No, appreciate you having us. Right.
Okay, head coach Chad Peckinpah and Prairie basketball players Grant McGraw, Bailey Good. Guys, thanks. Best of luck to you guys, and we'll see you down the road, okay?
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theopanis.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you need to know.
Because there's nicotine in it, follows the same guidelines as buying cigarettes. If you're under the age of 18, you can't possess it.
On the air first when seconds count.
We know that youth sports is one way for kids to see what they can achieve, for them to build positive relationships with adults, and for them to build positive relationships with one another. And they learn such valuable life lessons.
The news team you've come to depend on.
To sign that lease, there had to be a commitment to pay the rental income that would be necessary to make the bond payment. So today, the council, through the ordinances that we passed, gave our assent and our commitment that we would provide the financing or the funding to pay those debt service payments.
Your official weather station.
This is 32 additional homes in the price range of $175,000 to $215,000. Right now, F&K Construction, who is going to be doing all of the road work and utility work, are going through their final plat approval process.
On the air first from your official weather station, WILO.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank.
Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
And welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We have got we have a taped interview with Frankfurt head coach Nate Van Dyne, along with some players here in a minute. Then at 9:45, or maybe a little bit before that, we'll have Rossville head coach Corey Dunn, and he's bringing a couple players with him as well. Need to look real quick last night at high school football. They're still going, believe it or not. And we had regional championship games last night, and conferences around here are doing pretty well. The Sagamore still has two teams left after last night, as Danville defeated Vincennes 35-14, and Western Boone defeated Heritage Christian by that same 35-14 score. Next Friday,